Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's Friday morning across the country. Yours truly producing this great show in Los Angeles, Mark Mancini. It is Brock Bucks in the Berg podcast, a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Tarik Brock in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as they get the Blue Jays coming to Pittsburgh for a three-game series. 347-205-9631. Show goes quick. If you catch it after, tell all your friends. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms where you subscribe to podcast powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me. As they lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, the threes, Tarik, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And time to take the Canadian Jays out of the picture this weekend, my friend.
Absolutely, man. Good morning to you. Happy Friday, everyone. And so I'm going to answer one part of the threes in the threes. You asked me how am I doing. Outstanding, amazing, terrific on this Friday morning in Pittsburgh, PA. As you said, we take on a three-game set against the Toronto Blue Jays today, and hopefully their fans travel well. So it'll be a good atmosphere. So, and then hopefully I will try and document some stuff, but I got this baseball thing that I'm highly committed to. Online, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram at TarikBrockSR, because I am a senior and I have a junior, and on Facebook, just first and last name, TarikBrock. So, man, we have a lot to talk about here, huh?
Yeah, we do. You know, and people can say whatever they want. They could say two teams trying to keep strong starts from fading too fast, meeting in Pittsburgh, but we talked about this before, and you coined that phrase, more or less. It's peaks and valleys, and it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You get a Blue Jay team that's coming in that's lost five in a row, got swept out of Boston four. You guys are coming in. Boy, that rain delay in Washington, Josiah Gray. Then you get down to Tampa. You recoup after the off day. And then a Tampa team that just keeps on trucking, trying to catch that 35-5, 84 Detroit Tigers start. Take us through the series in Tampa. I just look at it like this, my friend. Hey, was it a team that, you know, gave us fits? That's okay. We'll get them next year. We concentrate on the Jays now coming into the Berg.
You know, absolutely. The one thing that walk away from, you know, the losses are being swept as, you know, lessons on some successes, as you, you know, always hear me say. But we didn't play our brand of baseball down there. We didn't get to use our speed. We didn't cash in runners. I believe we left, you know, over 20 runners on base. And our defense betrayed us a little bit there, to use a very powerful word. Now we're back home. We get to get some quality work in, you know, home cooking, home stadium, and we got a, you know, a Blue Jay team that's coming in that's young and it's going to come up like us. They got some sluggers. And so, you know, we're just looking, you know, to, you know, have a really good series. Also, I just want to make sure, you know, that we just send a little prayer for, you know, Vinny Velasquez with, you know, left with elbow discomfort yesterday. Hopefully it was just nothing. And, you know, our training staff did an amazing job of, you know, getting him out of the game, as well as our manager, so that he can come back and pitch again. So, you know, he's in our prayers. But, again, we have a big series coming up. And this is the cool part where we get to get battle tested.
Yeah. And he just lost a little velocity through the third. But that was, you know, more or less, you know, that comes and goes. But getting him ready for his next start, that could be huge.
You know, absolutely. That's the biggest when he left the game. You know, he'd only given up one run, which was the solo home run. And it was like he was, you know, ready to continue to rebound. You know, but these things happen, you know. And, you know, our manager, Derek Shelton, has done a great job of just saying, okay, next man up. It happened when the big fella, you know, broke his ankle sliding into home, who we missed dearly. But we're trying to do something to where when he comes back, he gets to come back in the middle of a heated race and be able to contribute. And that's almost like picking up a big time, you know, trade acquisition free agent. But it's our own guy. And so that's the cool thing and what we're trying to do and continue to build. You know, we do believe we're a good team. We do believe good teams, you know, have challenges and some setbacks. And, you know, they win pretty, they win ugly, and they win every other way in between. So this is our time for our group to show that we're resilient and that we're dependent on each other to do their job and dependent on ourselves as a group, you know, to bounce back, like Big Sean said.
Yeah. And when you look at it, we're one of four teams, 20 wins. And it's been one of the best surprises of the season in what was supposed to be a rebuilding year compared to what the prognosticators had us at 66. So I look at this as 46 more bricks have to come off that house. We'll pass the prognosticators. And when you look at what we've done in this with this team, it's just amazing. You have to get back to, you know, the kind of baseball that the Pirates play, work the counts, get on base, steal, timely hitting, that kind of stuff, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's our brand. And when we play our brand of ball, you know, we like our chances. And so that's it. And Toronto's going to try and come in and play their brand of ball as well, which makes it fun and which makes the cat and mouse, you know, the matchup thing so cool. But, again, when you get to come back off the road and you're back home, you have your home cooking, you're in your own stadium, you know. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, having a good series here. But also we want to thank the fans that showed up in Washington and Tampa as well. That was really cool, and it was a first for us since we've been here, you know, within the last 3 years. So we're looking to build, you know, that as we continue on with winning.
Well, not only that, the pirate ship taking on more and more fans, the road show up there, like you said, Washington, Tampa, and, you know, with the Blue Jays coming into town now, this is going to be an interesting matchup in the first one. Chris Bassett, former Met, former Oakland A, goes against Rich Hill, who's won his last three starts. I mean, this is going to be a great one, sitting back and watching this up close.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. You got two guys that are looking to execute at a high level, and you got two offenses that are looking to, you know, plan against that, which could be a really good matchup. We saw, you know, Chris last year when he was in New York, and then there's a little bit of give back for us there. But we're a different team, just like he's a different pitcher and has a, you know, different team. So it's really fun to see how tonight will turn out. As you know, I have faith that it will turn out in our favor and that we'll bounce back. And there's nothing like putting together good at-bats against a really good pitcher.
And when you look at it, you know, even with the losing streak, we're still feeling good about ourselves. You look down and Milwaukee, Chicago, Cincinnati, and St. Louis are looking up. And the Brewers are in San Francisco. The big surprise here is what the Cardinals are doing. They're trying to find themselves, looking up at everybody. Are you surprised at what's going on in St. Louis, or it's just an early season thing, and we're going to be hearing from the Cardinals in a couple months here?
Honestly, I stay where my feet are. You know, I stay in the moment of where we're at. You know, the challenge for me personally is the Blue Jays, and the challenge for our team tonight is the Blue Jays. And that's all we focus on is what we have going. Because in the end, you know, no one cares about what we do except for us. And so we're going to go the same way. And that's what makes sports us so great, is that any year anything can happen. And you just want to be one of the teams that people go, hey, they're playing really good baseball. Hey, they're still playing really good baseball. Doggone, they've been playing good baseball all year long. And that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, and you take them one at a time. Don't worry about the division. And if the division's suffering, well, so be it. We love you guys, but we got our own business to take care of. And it's a six-game homestand, three with the Jays, and then the Rockies going to come in. And you took care of the Rockies the last time in Colorado. I guess the foot on the gas to kick them right out of Pittsburgh and see if you can take them three more.
You know, and that's the really cool thing that you said that, because when you play a team that you swept before, that you won a series before, like, they're coming for some give back. But the cool thing is, like, I don't know who they play. Doesn't matter. I'll start scouting them shortly. But what we learned and what we saw, what a really, really, really good ball club is doing, and when they're hot, it looked like us. When we looked at Tampa Bay, it was like we saw ourselves. And so within that, there's a lesson learned and the growth that took place so that when they see us, we're still not, they meaning the Rockies, we're still not the same team that they saw. So which means it's like, all right, cool. In Toronto, the team that they saw in spring training is definitely not the team that they're seeing right now and vice versa. So, again, I love where we're at. I love the leadership of our manager and the rest of our coaching staff, which is doing a tremendous job. And, you know, I want to praise our players of doing a really good job, but challenge them. So here we go. There's another month, and this is the first week of that first month. Let's keep rolling.
Yeah, talking about rolling, the NFL draft, I'm high on the kid. I think this kid out of the quarterback, I think what Indianapolis did was something. That Richardson kid, 6'4", 229, I think he can throw a ball through a car wash without getting it wet. I think he's going to be the quarterback of the draft here. Any thought on Young and Stroud and maybe Levis there?
You know what? First of all, you know, they went exactly where they should have gone. It's nothing like seeing a young man that, you know, as the draft went along, I got to hear more about the story of C.J. Stroud and just love what was going on. Bryce Young, being from California, you know, I've heard of his name. He went to Alabama, but that was really cool. But Richardson from Florida, you know, we have a some people here that went to the University of Florida and they talk about him, you know, and being able to go and possibly sit for a year and learn and grow and then be able to come in and play. You know, we've seen some guys that have done that, you know, and Aaron Rodgers, the late, you know, great Steve McNair sat for a year. And I just wish him well because it's just those kids that, you know what, you might not have the pedigree coming up as everyone else, but it still doesn't mean that you won't get the opportunity and the chance. Your job is just to be ready and confident in yourself when you do get that opportunity.
Yeah, and when you look at the draft, I look at what the Steelers did, bringing in Joey Porter Jr. there and the other kid, Brock. But the Eagles, I mean, I don't know what they're doing in Philadelphia. They might be running a caravan from Georgia all the way up to Philadelphia. The Eagles picking up some Georgia products, and, you know, I couldn't believe what the Ravens did with Flowers going there, Gonzalez going to New England, and your alma mater, Jordan Addison, going to the Vikings. Any thought on any of those in about 30 seconds, and what surprises did you see in there in the NFL draft?
You know what, not surprised that, you know, they're marrying the Georgia Bulldogs and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the new nickname was the, you know, Philadelphia Bulldogs. but it just shows that winning in program, you know, there's certain teams that like to pick guys from, you know, certain programs because it mirrors what they have here. But the one thing I want to say is, like, man, the Minnesota Vikings get another receiver to go along with, you know, Justin Jefferson,
yeah,
but Addison, yeah, who can get in the slot. Don't think it looks like they just got another Adam Thielen, you know, a guy that can, you know, get in there, you know, get, create some matchups, you know, move the chains, which I think is really, really good there. I just can't wait to see when the guys get going, but I know when they get going, that means we're in a really good spot in our season. And so I'm just going to relish in that. You know, I love what, you know, our brothers down the street did, you know, addressing some needs right there, you know, getting the offensive lineman and then going and getting Joey Porter Jr. And then getting another defensive, you know, back guy. I think it's great, you know, and I love the process, yep, that they have, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah, Steelers will come out to California. We don't get the schedule. I think the schedule gets released next week. We'll find out when. Hopefully it's when you're during the off season and you can catch it at SoFi, but the Steelers will be playing the Rams. In the last 25, 30 seconds, the Lakers will go into Game 3 with 1-1 with the Warriors. I think the big thing here is I'm looking for the Sixers to come out of the East. I love Embiid. I'm glad he got his due. He got the MVP, and it should be a war in Philly tonight with Boston there.
You know, you're right. I mean, there was so much, you know, debate and discussion about whether – you know, Embiid should have rested one more game and then go. So check this out. They go back 1-1, right? And then now, yep, you have a situation where Embiid is playing his first game in Game 3, in which there's some rust there. Now you could be 2-1, you know, at home, down. So I think it was a great decision if he was able to go ahead and let him go, get his feet back underneath him so that they're solidly on the ground when they're back home and going from that. The Lakers, there's no question about it. You got to win game three at home. You got to win game three at home. And then it comes down to where you're putting pressure, if you can actually use that word, in Golden State in the same position, you know, as pressure to win. Because I believe this, man, and I love the Lakers, born and bred on them. You know, thanks, Mom. But if it goes down to a seven-game series with, you know, the Lakers and Golden State, I just have Golden State, you know, winning it. I mean, Anthony Davis, you know, didn't hit the shots that he hit. Could it be because of the minutes that he's played, you know, played in game one? Like, who knows? But I know he needs to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, drive to the cup some more, get to the, you know, foul line and go from there and not settle for jump shots from guys that cannot guard him.
Yep. Stay in the lore of Laker greats. Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, the list goes on. Need Davis to get in there and bang those boards and take the load off of LeBron James. But getting back real quick to that Philly-Boston, it reminds me of the McHale, the Birds, the Parrishes going against the Tonys, the Cheeks, the Moses Malones. It's exciting. I can't wait to talk about it Monday with you, the start of the Rocky series. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend, and we got to take the Toronto Blue Jays out this weekend.
Man, okay. So on Instagram and Twitter is TarrikBrockSR, and on Facebook, TarrikBrock space Brock. And, you know, tonight we're going out and hunting Blue Jays here at PNC Park.
And as I let you go, I'll be doing the Giants podcast here in another half an hour, but I'll tell Alex if he can do us a favor, too, and keep the Brewers at bay, by the bay.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Give my best to my friend there, and I can't wait to, you know, see him. I get to see him twice this year when they come to PNC, and then when we go out west as well, which is, you know, not this next road trip, but the trip after that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. For Tarrick Brock out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yours truly, Mark Mancini, signing off in L.A. Catch the archive. Tell all your friends, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll touch bases with you Monday from Pittsburgh as the Rockies come to town. Till then, thanks for tuning in.